Part 4. Listen to a story about a cat named Max.
Where are Abby and Andrew? Max thought to himself. He was a very curious cat, always looking for the children to play with. First, I'll look in the living room, the cat thought. He jumped on the sofa, expecting to see the two children, but no one was there. That's strange, he thought. Andrew and Abby are always in the living room at this time of day. Their favorite television show is on. Then Max thought, maybe they're in the kitchen. I hope they give me something delicious. Max ran out of the living room and into the kitchen. But they weren't there either. He had another idea. They're probably finishing some homework, he thought. Max walked into the dining room and was surprised when he saw the empty table. I guess I'll just go outside and play in the garden alone, thought the cat. When Max got outside, he heard some voices. Were Abby and Andrew outside? He thought excitedly. When Max ran across the garden, he saw Abby and Andrew building something with their father. But what was it? Then Abby saw Max. Max, Abby said, guess what we just finished making? Max looked at the project the children had been working on. It was a treehouse.
Now, answer the questions. Number 22. What is the story about? A. A cat playing in the garden. B. A cat searching for some food. C. A cat looking for his friends. Number 23. Where did Max go first? A. The kitchen. B. The living room. C. The garden. Go to the next page. Number 24. What did Max think he would see at the table? A. The family having dinner. B. The children doing homework. C. The children playing a game. Number 25. What were the children doing during the story? A. Building something. B. Cooking dinner. C. Watching television. Go to the next page. Listen to a story about Ricky and Adam.
Come on, we will be late, Ricky and Adam's father said. He wanted to leave an hour ago. Ricky and Adam's father talked a lot about leaving on time. He didn't like driving in traffic with all the other cars. Ricky, Adam, and their parents were ready to go to the beach. The boys were ready when they woke up, of course. They ate breakfast early in the morning and were already hungry for lunch. Now, they wanted to arrive at the beach. Then they would open the large basket filled with delicious cheese sandwiches, grapes, cookies, and lemonade. Ricky and Adam planned many things for the beach trip. They didn't like to swim, but they wanted to collect shells in their new beach pails. They wanted to build sandcastles with their pails, and they wanted to fly their kite. They planned so many things, but they were still at home. They went into the car. A few minutes after they left home, with their baskets and pails and towels and kite, Ricky's little brother started talking, and Ricky did not like what he heard.
Now, answer the questions. Number 26. Who talks about leaving on time? A. Ricky. B. Adam. C. The father. Number 27. Why are Ricky and Adam hungry? A. They ate breakfast early. B. They smelled food in the basket. C. They did not like the food at lunch. Number 28. What will Ricky and Adam do at the beach? A. Play with their pails and kite. B. Swim in the water. C. Play with a beach ball. Number 29. Who is Adam? A. Ricky's father. B. Ricky's friend. C. Ricky's brother. Go to the next page. Listen to a teacher giving a science lesson.
Today I want to tell you about a special type of bird. This bird is called a homing pigeon. It is called a homing pigeon because it is excellent at finding its home. The homing pigeon always knows how to find the directions to its home nest, even from a distant place. This bird is also very fast and can fly for hundreds of kilometers without resting. For that reason, before the telephone and email were invented, people used homing pigeons to send messages back home. When people traveled, they carried pigeons with them. When they needed to send a message home, they wrote a message on a small piece of paper and attached it to the bird's legs. Then they set the pigeon free and let it fly. The pigeon carried the mail all the way back home.
Now, answer the questions. Number 30. What is special about the homing pigeon? A. They like to live inside houses. B. They build large homes for their young. C. They can always find their way home. Number 31. What is true about these birds? A. They carry heavy objects. B. They fly very fast. C. They make very loud noises. Number 32. How did these birds help people in the past? A. They found important objects. B. They built nests in safe places. C. They carried letters. Go to the next page. Listen to a guide talking in an aquarium.
Whales are some of the largest animals on Earth. Whales swim in the ocean. But even though whales live in the ocean, they are not really fish. They breathe air, just like you and me. And they don't swim like fish either. Whales move their tails up and down to move around in the water, while fish move their tails side to side when they swim. And did you know that whales can sing? Different kinds of whales sing different kinds of songs. But whale songs do not sound like songs that people sing. Whale songs are more like strange sounds than songs to us. Some of these sounds include noises like groans, clicking, and roars. Why do whales sing songs? Some whales sing to find food. Others sing as a way to talk to other whales. And some sing to find other whales, especially their own children.
Now, answer the questions. Number 33. How are whales different from fish? A. They breathe air. B. They live in water. C. They move their tails to swim. Number 34. What do whale songs sound like? A. Other ocean animal sounds. B. People singing. C. Strange noises. Number 35. Why do whales sing? A. To frighten other animals. B. To find food. C. To play with their children. Go to the next page. Listen to a teacher in a history class.
Almost 1,200 years ago, a large boat traveled thousands of kilometers across the Indian Ocean. But when it was near Singapore, in Asia, the boat sank to the bottom of the ocean. Divers swam and found the boat in 1998. The boat was very different from today's boats. Today, people use computers, metal, and large machines to make boats. But a long time ago, people used wood and small machines to make boats. After the divers found the old boat underwater, a group of people decided to build another boat. They wanted the new boat to be exactly like the boat they found underwater. And they wanted to make it the old way, too. Workers used wood from trees in Africa. They put the wood together with rope. They covered the rope with fish oil. The workers learned a lot about the old way of building boats. They finished the boat in 2010. They sailed to Singapore from Oman and traveled thousands of kilometers across the ocean. The boat sailed through storms and strong winds, but this time It arrived safely.
Now, answer the questions.
Number 36.
What is a good name for this lesson? A. How to build new boats. B. Learning from an old boat. C. Why old boats are better than new boats.
Number 37.
How did people find the old boat? A. Divers swam to it. B. Workers used computers. C. People saw it from a boat.
Number 38.
How did the workers build the new boat? A. They used parts of old boats. B. They used wood and small machines. C. They used computers and large machines.
Number 39.
Where did the workers go on the new boat? A. Oman. B. Africa. C. Singapore.
Stop. You finished the listening test.